It is another edition of the MyFM and Potawatomi Toyota Local Legend Program. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest this week is none other than Louise Hermite, a former employee here at MyFM Radio in Pembroke, but also a former business owner, and who is now retired and avid volunteer in our community. So, Louise, welcome. And talk to us a little bit about, you know, where things started back to when you were opening your business and when you first came to the area.
Well, I must say that it was a great experience. In December 2001, we were brand new to the area, and we built a very successful business and sold it in 2019. And during that time, I did a whole lot of networking and was involved with many, many committees and groups. There was the Chamber of Commerce. I was a board member on the Chamber. I remember there was a spring fling way back in the day. I was involved in Communities in Bloom. Just anything I could get my hands on to get out there and network with people and let them know about our business. So, yeah, that was really a wonderful, wonderful time. And I retired in 2019. And then worked for MyFM for 18 months in sales, which was a wonderful experience. And here I am now just doing some volunteer work.
What drew you to come to the Ottawa Valley?
Well, we were living in Edmonton, and we decided we wanted to come back to the family, to our families here. And so we did a lot of research. We wanted to buy a franchise, and we decided that we were not going to look at a restaurant franchise. And Chris was heavily into graphic design and digital at that time. So we were the first Speed Pro Signs in Ontario. We won many, many awards. Franchise of the Year at least 4 times for right across Canada. We're happy to be back here with family. It's great. I love the area.
Now, most people will say retirement is an opportunity to kind of take a step back and relax and just enjoy the quiet time, but that doesn't really work for you, does it?
Well, retirement is great for the first week. If you've got as much energy as I have, then it can be difficult just to sit at home and you know, gardening is great. I really enjoy that. But just to be at home, it's not for me. Now, I got involved with the Robbie Dean Center in 2015. I met Monique for the very first time at Speed Pro and heard her story, and I just jumped right on board. I was just so inspired by her story and what she was going to do for this community that I decided that I would help out in any way that I could. So I've been volunteering with the Robbie Dean Center for 9 years now, doing a lot of fundraising events, became a board member. And then 3 years ago, they launched the MyFM and Robbie Dean Center Bingo. So my job right now is to go out and collect money and deliver cards to the different locations that sell them. And then I decided when I retired that I wanted to join an exercise group. So I joined the seniors, 50-plus seniors activity center. Never in a million years did I ever think I would be the age to join a seniors activity center. But it's been wonderful. It is an amazing spot. They offer so many activities. So I decided to join the board there. And I'm helping out with a fundraising event that's coming up in November. And I'll be helping with their social teas and their Christmas parties. And yeah, so it's just a really, really fun spot. So I do. I love to volunteer. I love to give back to the community because it is such a great community.
Do you happen to have any advice for those who may be looking to retire or just recently retired, when it comes to coming plans for every day-to-day life when you don't have to get up and go to work anymore?
I think it's very important that when you're retired that you stay active, and volunteering is really the best, for me anyway, it was just the best way to be involved and to keep busy. So I would recommend there's so many different people in the area or organizations in the area that are looking for volunteers. You know, you've got the Boys and Girls Club, you've got the Senior Center, Robbie Dean Center, there's the Phoenix Center. There's just so many organizations that are looking for volunteers. So I just say, if you're looking for something, just get up, get out there, and, you know, help out the community.
Again, that's Louise Hermida, this week's local legend here on 104.9 MyFM, a presentation of Petawawa Toyota.